Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Nikita Hand on Friday evening, well, just later, early evening, won her civil action against Conor McGregor, whom she'd accused of raping her in a Dublin hotel on the 9th of December 2018. The jury didn't find in favour in relation to her lawsuit against his friend James Lawrence. And today, the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland are calling for a boycott of alcohol brands after that civil case defeat. And Cleona Sadlier is the Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network Ireland. Cleona's with us on the programme today. Why do you want this boycott, Cleona?
I suppose if you know, I've been paying attention to the conversations around it, and it's emerging in a number of ways across social media. A lot of people are saying, well, you know, what does he represent and how are we supporting him in that, or indeed standing up to that? And so what we're really concerned about is, you know, what is the message that we are, you know, setting out there? What are we saying in terms of who we admire in society? Because when you have, you know, someone who is leading, a celebrity who is endorsing, and, you know, whose name is attached to products in order to sell them, what we're really saying there is that this is somebody admirable. It is somebody we want our children to look up to. We want them to emulate that person. So that's what, you know, that's what happens in endorsement. So I think what we are saying is, we really need to have a think. If we're associating ourselves with, if we're buying the products, if the products are on our shelves, what are we saying about the type of society we want? Because are we saying that Conor McGregor remains someone that we want our children to look up to?
And so is it to do, Cleona, then, with the, I suppose, is it the public that you're calling on for the boycott, or is it the off licences? Is it the retailers?
Yeah, no, there's multiple layers here, because obviously, you know, he has a vast empire, you know, so there is multiple. A lot of the products he owns himself, so this isn't even about partnerships and, you know, former partnerships. He literally owns the brands. Others, it is about partnerships. It is about, you know, the types of relationships where his brand is being stocked, and there's an association of the brands with each other, if you like. So there's that sort of, there's that business level. But then at the other level, where he outright owns the product, you know, the question is for the public as well. Do you want to be basically saying that this is someone that you continue to admire?
Is that a fair correlation?
Well, I think so. I think if the product itself is being sold on his name, then when you're buying that product, it is about an endorsement of his name and who he is and what he represents. So I think that's where we're concerned. There's a number of ways that this can, as I say, is a vast empire. There's a number of ways that this can express itself. But the question for us is, do you want to still have him on a pedestal, and do you want your brand to be associated with it?
And this is in relation, of course, to the civil case defeat on Friday afternoon. Stay with me, Cleona, for a moment. I've Amy Miller as a senior public affairs expert with CAR Communications. Like, Amy, I mean, you know, there's been a lot about this online, on social media, on a variety of different platforms over the course of the weekend.
Absolutely. And I suppose what I think is really interesting here is that obviously in a modern setting, we have a much more heightened awareness of social media as its own income generator, right? So not just looking at, let's say, the likes of brands that are owned by an individual, but also social media itself as a business entity, right? So let's say a lot of the things that we've been seeing over the weekend have been about, let's say, withdrawing support, even from a social media perspective. And from a behavioural change perspective, I suppose, looking at not endorsing this person, not endorsing this income stream that they have via social media. media, but I suppose the secondary aspect of that is about raising awareness, like Lena said, about raising awareness between the connection between supporting an individual and then supporting that person's income stream. So there is an extent to which there's a double messaging piece that's going on there about society showing, I suppose, in a very defined way in terms of maybe limiting that person's ability to earn money from social media and displaying their anger, and also looking at raising awareness of the case itself and also showing solidarity with let's say victims like Nikita.
And is that I suppose, Cleona, ultimately really what the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland are talking about? It's is that kind of element of solidarity off the back of the civil case on Friday?
Absolutely, it's solidarity, but it's also what Nikita wanted herself. You know that you know, when she called about this being about the future, this being about her daughter as well, it's really about the message that we're going to put out as members of this society. You know, what is our line in the sand? Who are we saying is a role model in our society? What sort of behaviour are we going to expect of people? And I think any endorsement of Conor McGregor at this point, you know, for most of us is going, you know, is the wrong direction, and is certainly not something, an example that we want to be setting for our children, our boys and our girls, in terms of the type of behaviour that we would admire and respect and expect from each other in our society. So I think really it's about that ambition for what do we, you know, what are the standards in our society? What do we say is admirable in our society?
Our tech correspondent Jess Kelly is with me here in studio today, Jess, because I mean, I suppose there's been two different elements, aside obviously from, you know, a lot of people talking about Nikita Hand and, mm-hmm. and her statement and her powerful statement that she delivered outside the courts on early Friday evening. But over the weekend, it has turned now into, as both Cleona and Amy have mentioned, you know, calls for a boycott of products, etc. And two, as Amy mentioned a few moments ago, even something like unfollowing Conor McGregor on social media. Like, you know the tech world inside out. What difference does that actually make?
There's a few different points here. So number one, when you unfollow someone, you are a minus from their reach, from their follower count. Therefore, it's one less bit that they can factor into the cost that they can charge for social media posts, so sponsored posts. One of the posts that Conor McGregor has posted in the last 24 hours is of a product that's being sold with a link to it, tagging in the Kardashians, trying to make money from it. Now, I don't know if he has been paid for that or if he's just involved in it, but that's an example of sponsored content or brand affiliated content. He has over 47 million people following him online. There are reports that he could make more than €100,000 per post.
I saw that over the weekend.
But Andrea, the thing for me with this, and as you said, you know, this is my forte, I'd be quite familiar with this. Conor McGregor is a very wealthy man. $100,000 for an Instagram post is a drop in the ocean, right? For me, I think the bigger picture is about what we want our people, men, women, boys, girls, and everyone in between, to be seeing on their feeds. If you are someone who has followed not only Conor McGregor, there are other people as well who put out this persona, not only of fantastic wealth, but of the, I suppose, the sexualization of women. Very often, many of the pictures that he would have featuring one of his brands, whether it's an alcohol brand or something different, would feature women essentially being objectified and sexualized to sell products. They are putting out this persona of machoism and what a modern man is. And if you go through any of the commentary online, you will see a debate, and part of it is a healthy debate, between those who are saying separate the man from the finding on Friday. But then there are people who are saying that you can't do that. We have had, you and I as friends and on this programme, have had chats over the years about the importance to call out men and people when they say things that are inappropriate. And I think we need to follow through and ensure that we're not endorsing this behaviour, even by something as ridiculous as following them on social media.
Is a follow, though, an endorsement?
I would say so. There is, I think today in 2024, if you want to hate watch somebody, and we all know that this goes on, you just have to scroll through some forums to see it happens on the internet. You can go and check what somebody is up to or check what somebody has posted. Articles on news websites are now written based on what people have on social media. There is no need to be following. And I would say that it is endorsing them because it is a factor in not only the money that they can make, but also the prominence that they're given on these platforms.
So if somebody would just use Conor McGregor, obviously, in this example, and has, what did you say, over 47 million followers. And like, you know, I'm sure there's people listening to this show today that'll think, I follow him, I have followed him maybe for years, I was a, you know, an MMA fan or whatever their reasons. They might think, well, sure, what odds will I make as one person if I unfollow him? But other brands, I suppose, that might pay him for sponsored content, I presume they look at the followers.
They do. But I think we have to start feeling empowered by the I'm just one person. Nikita Hand was just one person and look what she achieved. And I think we need to realise our power and put our money where our mouth is, but also where our loyalty is. And the big thing that I have, having spent a bit of time on X, following a lot of the conversation over the weekend, I don't want anyone that I am friends with to be exposed, and not even to be influenced, but to be exposed to the level of vitriol and hate and aggression that is involved in this conversation by some players. I don't think that's a healthy thing for society. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we should curb free speech and all the rest. What I'm saying is we as individuals have a choice to make as to who we see on social media. If you are following somebody who is putting stuff like this out into the world and who's also been involved in what the court has found to be involved with, use your power as an individual and walk away.
Cleona, some of the messages coming in on this today, okay? This texter says, I have no time, never been a Conor McGregor fan, but there should be no boycott of any of his products. The award and costs against him, that is, you know, that is the ruling of the court that we heard on Friday. That is the punishment. Another listener says, I'm not a fan, but my point around the boycott is that it's the people working and producing the products. They too have families, and to boycott them would affect their families over Christmas.
I think this isn't about, for us, it's not so much about the punishment of Conor McGregor. This is about the society we want going forward. This is about the message we have where someone is, where their brand is misogyny, where their brand, a lot of it is about that objectification of women. So that is what we are talking about. We are not talking about extending a punishment outside of the courtroom. This is about who we want to say we are, what message, who we want to put on a pedestal, who we want to say is a role model for our children going forward.
Let me bring in Harper Cleaves. Harper's with us on the line today, and Harper is from ROSA, the Socialist Feminist Movement. Because Harper, as it happens, ROSA is planning a march today. What is it about?
Yeah, so we have a march today at 6 p.m. from City Hall, Dame Street in Dublin. And it was actually, we had a pre-planned protest because today happens to be the International Day for the Elimination of Gender Violence. So we always mark this day, but it corresponded with the ruling in this case. And we chose to, rather than just have a static protest march to the DPP, because one of the things that has come out over the course of the public conversation around this trial is that Nikita Hand was denied her case being brought to criminal trial. She was denied by the DPP. And because of the work we do often around violence against women, gender-based violence, we hear anecdotally that this is actually a common problem. Obviously, this is an extremely high-profile case because of the actors involved. But it often happens. We saw with the case of Natasha O'Brien over the summer, too, just how much misogyny and sexism can be ingrained into the legal process, the court system. So we want to ask questions when there's, especially in this case, so much evidence that was being brought forward. Why was it denied by the DPP?
Well, what standard
do people have to meet?
I suppose the Director of Public Prosecutions didn't recommend criminal charges in this case. I know we heard this over the weekend that Nikita Hand had obviously asked for a review, that she had expressed her dissatisfaction with that. And again, a senior counsel was brought in and re-looked at that evidence and they decided against criminal charges. So I suppose we know that, and that's obviously where the civil case came about. So what do you want, I suppose, Harper, to, or what do you envisage today will bring? I know it was this protest or this march was happening, you know, anyway today. It just coincides, obviously, off the back of the civil case defeat on Friday. But what do you hope, I suppose, to get out of it?
Well, we want to highlight that something that we've known for a very long time, that there's a real ingrained misogyny and sexism within the court system. And you can say, like, yes, the DPP has reviewed this, but it's just what standard has to be met by women in order to have their stories taken seriously. It ends up being a further damage, which is in an already very difficult process to come forward. Most people never report because the process of a trial is so re-traumatizing. We saw when Nikita Hand gave her statement how she was shaking, you know, I'm sure with gratitude for the solidarity, for the outcome of the trial, but also for what she's been through over a very, very long period of time. There's things in the court system, but again, with the Natasha O'Brien, we saw where people who have perpetrated violence are given, allowed to have character references. We've seen in other cases
that is allowed,
that, like,
though. I can understand why it is an issue for people, but I suppose there is nothing wrong or illegal with people doing that or giving character references. So the issue
it should be challenged, though, because, like, we know if you're really clocked into the dynamics of gender-based violence, we know that people can be charming in their outside lives and a very different person at home. And we know that actually the charm is often a part of the dynamic of gender-based abuse. So why should you be allowed a character reference if, you know, you are a good colleague? Mm. Or
oh, no, I take your point, Harper. Your point. And I know there have even been calls in recent months, and it's something we've discussed here on this show about whether or not people giving character references in certain particular cases, like the likes of these might qualify for, that they might have to face cross-examination by members of the defence as well. And that might be something that comes in due course. But this protest today, just to remind listeners, it's starting where?
It's starting at 6 p.m. at City Hall on Dame Street.
6 p.m. City Hall, and it's a silent protest or a march up to the
DPP or the criminal courts just there next to Phoenix Park.
Okay. Do you have any? So it's been organised by Rosa. Who else is likely to be in attendance, Harper?
Well, Natasha O'Brien will be speaking at the protest, but we also have been in touch with Nikita Hand ourselves. She wanted to attend, but as you can imagine, she's exhausted from this process
I'm
over
sure
years.
Is,
but her family and friends will be in attendance supporting the protest. And we really hope that she feels the solidarity, even the conversation around the boycott that you've been having. It's sort of like, what does it mean if someone sees that you follow Conor McGregor, a survivor who has watched this case unfold, who has heard Nikita Hand's harrowing testimony? It's a show of solidarity as well as, a hit on his profits potentially. It's a show of solidarity to anyone who's been through something similar. So this is similarly, we want to show her our solidarity, but not just her, all survivors who have been impacted and re-traumatized by this very publicly reported on trial.
Yeah, and okay, so that's happening at 6 o'clock today. And as you said, Nikita Hand herself won't be there in attendance, but her family and close friends will be in support of what's happening.
Yes, exactly.
Do you know, Jess, from over the weekend, has there been, an online drop in the number of online followers for the likes of Conor McGregor on some of the platforms? Like, because this is something that has been talked about really since kind of late Friday night. Mm. I was looking at a lot of this on TikTok, on Instagram over Saturday and Sunday, but has there been any move?
So one of the platforms that I'm on now that sort of analyses stats like this shows that there has been a 0.09% drop in his daily follower growth and a 0.07% drop in his weekly growth. Again, for context, he's got 47 million followers.
Yeah.
It's also really important to understand that Conor McGregor is someone who is known around the world. And think about the population of this country alone. Like, it's so far beyond just Ireland. And I think that's why an example needs to be made. And I think that, that things like this boycott and just being conscious with your decisions, it will make a difference. We're not going to stop Conor McGregor from, you know, making money on social media ever again. That's not how these things work. But it's about not only having your voice, but using your voice and being conscious with the brands and the individuals that you back.
Yeah, okay, that's our own Jess Kelly, tech correspondent. Harper Cleaves, who's from ROSA, the Socialist Feminist Movement. Harper, thank you too for joining us on the programme. Amy Miller there is from Car Communications, and Cleona Sadlier, who's the Executive Director of the Rape Crisis Network of Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.